Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the People Station V103, the ATL's number one for hip-hop and R&B. And on the phone, attorney Benjamin Crump, civil rights attorney, freedom fighter, justice for change agent. The one and only Ben Crump is the leading civil rights attorney in America. He is on with us now because he is also part of the team fighting for justice for Ahmaud Arbery. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Crump. Hey, buddy.
How you doing, Frank?
Man, I'm so good, bro. I don't even know what to do.
Man, it's good to hear your voice. It's been since we were on that cruise up in D.C., I think.
Absolutely. Good to hear your voice also. Man, we're back at it again, my friend.
Yeah, we right now fighting in your state, fighting in Tennessee. Got a call from Alabama. They just killing black people.
Oh, man.
Now that this coronavirus is letting the country open back up, seem like we're going back to business as usual.
Why do you think we're still seeing this now in 2020?
I think, Frank, it is clear that the precedents in America for over 400 years has been white people, when they kill black people, are not held accountable.
Okay.
And nothing has changed in all this time. That has always been the case. It's now we have more ocular proof, more objective visual evidence based on all this video, all this audio equipment that we now get to see it in vivid color. And so people cannot say it's not happening as they used to in the past. And once you see that video, you cannot unsee it.
We saw the video with Ahmaud Arbery. Do you think that that's the only time this has happened? Do you think that has been happening before?
I think it's been happening many times before. And all across America, not just in the South. You know, Malcolm X said they kill black people in the South in America. And then he said, my definition of the South is anything below the Canadian border.
Wow.
Because whether it's New York, whether it's St. Louis, Ferguson, whether it's Minneapolis, Minnesota with Philando Castile, they've been doing this all along. And I think with Kevin Marshall right there in Newton, Georgia, that happened a year ago, July 4th. That was Ahmaud Arbery before Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. It's just there was no video. Where the white guy ran this developmentally disabled 20-year-old African-American down in the middle of the road in broad daylight, and then he fled, and it took 2 weeks for them to find him. And Robbie Marshall, his mother, is expecting justice. The trial is set for July 21st if they don't move it back because of the coronavirus pandemic. We all in the Atlanta, Georgia area should be demanding justice for Kevin Marshall, too. So, yes, it's been happening, Frank Ski. It's just that they try to sweep them under the rug as if our lives don't matter. And that's why I'm fighting for Breonna Taylor's family up in Louisville, Kentucky, too, because I keep saying to everybody we have to stand for Bree because her life mattered, too. Black women's lives matter, too. And her being executed in her own apartment by police is unacceptable.
After seeing the video, so many questions came up. Now everybody's running away from responsibility. The homeowner's running away from responsibility. The person that followed and shot the video is running away from responsibility. We're actually hearing that one of the family members actually had a picture of Ahmad's dead, blood-ridden body on the ground and posted that picture on social media as if they were bragging about it.
Almost as if they were not disgusted by it, but they were almost prideful of it. And that is alarming and shocking because we thought we had gotten past those days of yesteryears where they would lynch us in the 1920s and 30s and then go have a picnic and celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
But we see we still have a lot of work to do because most people were naive, Frank Ski, and thought that they could not believe a black man could get lynched in America in 2020 and not be arrested or accountable for any crime. And remember that McMichaels, this murderous father and son duo, got to go home and sleep in their beds at night peacefully for 10 weeks. And it wasn't because the police saw the video that they finally arrested these murderers. It was because we, the people, saw the video. And then we became outraged. And that rage became a public outcry.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only reason they arrested them, because we demanded it. And so that tells you we have power. We just have to collectively use it, and we have to be focused on it and make sure that we not only get justice for Ahmaud Arbery, but we get the Ahmaud Arbery law passed. And that would be an appropriate legacy to use this emotion and this momentum we got over this tragedy to get some long-term systemic change. I know Marcus Coleman and all of us in this Georgia coalition keep talking about how can we make sure this moment is a movement that lasts beyond just the courtroom justice that we're going to get when they're convicted.
Mm.
And I submit to you all is we have to organize and strategize to finally get the hate crime law passed in Georgia, because Georgia is one of only four states that doesn't have a hate crime law.
We're talking with attorney Benjamin Crump. We're going to take a quick break because when we come back, I got to ask you about this Breonna Taylor case. This is one of the craziest things I've ever heard. I got to ask you about that coming up next right here on the People Station V103. It's the People Station V103, the ATL's number one for hip-hop and R&B, and we are talking with attorney Benjamin Crump. He is one of the leading civil rights attorneys in America and is one of the attorneys representing Ahmaud Arbery's family. Let's quickly take a turn. Let's talk about this Breonna Taylor case, because I think some people don't understand how crazy this case actually is.
And if I could make a quick comparison, Frank, between Ahmaud Arbery's case in Breonna Taylor's case. Breonna was the sister, EMT, no criminal history, worked in two hospitals, went to the University of Kentucky. I mean, just everybody said she was an angel of a person. She wanted to be a nurse so she could help people, treating coronavirus patients on the front line and, you know, risking her life every day to try to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on March 13th, Thursday night, her and her boyfriend, Kenny Walker, in their apartment, asleep, between 12:31, the Louisville Metropolitan Police officers, three of them, execute a dangerous, I believe unconstitutional, no-knock warrant. And they use a battering ram, and they bust open her door. Kenny and Breonna think that they're being the subjects of a home invasion. They think they're about to be burglarized. They call 911. Kenny, who's a registered gun owner, gets his gun, and he goes to defend his castle, goes to defend his woman, and goes to defend their lives. He peeks around the corner. The first police officer comes in the door. They are plain clothes. They never identified themselves. Kenny shoots one single shot. And then at that point, Frank, they open up. They unload 25 to 30 rounds. I mean, they are shooting from the front door. They're shooting from the window. They're shooting from the patio. Mm. They're shooting blindly into this apartment. They are so reckless with the way they're shooting. Bullets are going into the neighbor's apartments. Mm. There's a five-year-old little girl sleeping in the bedroom. They find a bullet in her room. And tragically, Breonna Taylor's body is ridiculed with 8 bullets while she's in her underwear. Mm. And then they come and they arrest Kenny Walker and put him in jail and charge him with attempted murder, where he's now facing life in prison. So I want you to think about Ahmaud Arbery, who was executed in broad daylight in his own video. The police come, see all of that, and then they say self-defense, Ahmaud's killers. And they are not arrested. They are allowed to go home and sleep in their beds for over 10 weeks. And you then just oppose Breonna, and you see this black man who's trying to say the Second Amendment applies to me. I was protecting my home and my castle and my woman, and I'm saying self-defense because we thought you all were criminals. It doesn't work for him. And never have I seen such a vivid distinction between self-defense and black and white as with Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. And that's why we have to make sure our community understands this system, because that's the only way we can overcome this system.
Attorney Ben Crump, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you, my friend, and good to talk to you as always.
Hey, thank you, Frank, for covering these important matters like you always do, brother.
Thank you so much, man. We'll talk soon, my friend.
God bless.
Attorney Benjamin Crump on the People Station, V103.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.